Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Moving across back to Israel, talking about the way forward with this peace deal. Well, can there be one? A ceasefire? Egypt, Qatar, can they get involved and plot a way that they haven't been able to until now? Well, Yigal Marcus is a member of the Republican Overseas Party. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Thank you so much.
A great pleasure. So, is this now a completely different agreement or a different angle to the one that we have seen in terms of phase one and phase two? Phase one, of course, ending on Saturday night.
Well, this is what Hamas wants, to have a different kind of an agreement, which will bring the situation that Israel is totally out of Gaza Strip and Hamas is back to power, both military power and civil power. And this is what they want. Israel cannot accept such a situation, especially after what we saw in October 7, 2023. And Israel insists on continuing releasing the hostages while we release the killers from our prisons without any change on the ground, especially when it comes to the Philadelphia corridor, which is the place, or the strip, where the Hamas are smuggling weapons and ammunition from Egypt. So we insist on staying there in order to prevent it as much as we can. And, of course, Israel keeps the option of invading Gaza again at any given moment.
So the fact is that I apologize, I had the wrong information in front of me. It's Dr. Mordechai Kedar, former IDF intelligence officer, who we are speaking to. Great apologies to you for that. No wonder you took a while to answer me when I said good morning. Talking about the fact is that nobody could possibly accept Hamas remaining in power. The fact that this doesn't seem to be on the table for Hamas means they aren't ready, or anywhere near ready, it would seem, to finalize a deal.
Any deal which will leave Hamas in power might be acceptable by Hamas as long as we are not there anymore. However, Israel cannot and will not accept such a situation, because even if you give us what, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, even 10 years of let's say calm situation with Gaza, it doesn't mean that the next October 7 will not happen at some point in the future. This is why Israel insists totally on that Hamas will leave the place. They can reside whatever they like, as long as they're not here. And don't forget that Trump also suggested a very good thing, to send the population from Gaza to better places. After all, the whole thing is a destruction place. And really, life in Gaza are like in hell. So definitely, whoever cares about the Palestinians should offer them some place in the world to restart their life in a normal place.
The fact is that Qatar have been sheltering and providing a home for Hamas. The Egyptian border, we know, was very, very problematic between Egypt and Gaza. Are these two countries in any way in a position to actually push some form of agreement forward, given their involvement in and support of Hamas?
Well, it all depends on the American participation. As long as Biden was in power in the States, these two countries, Egypt and Qatar, were considered to be fair broker between Israel and Hamas. Apparently, the Trump administration viewed the reality about these two countries. Qatar is the country which is totally responsible for the massacre in Gaza, for the destruction of Gaza, because Qatar supported Hamas from the beginning by money, by media, through Al Jazeera, by politics, by any possible means. Hamas actually would not be as it is without the support of Qatar. Egypt also. Egypt was smuggling weapons and ammunition and missiles to Gaza because the Egyptians made money out of it. Means their money is our blood. And this is why I think today the Trump administration views the reality about Qatar and Egypt. And the fact that Trump named Egypt as the country which should host the Palestinians from Gaza didn't come from nowhere. Mm. I think this is because Trump understands the role which Egypt played in arming Hamas and causing the current situation in Gaza.
Dr. Mordechai Kedar, interesting perspective. He's a former IDF intelligence officer talking to us about Egypt and Qatar and the role that they can play and perhaps have already played, not necessarily in a good way, in Hamas and all that enabled. It is 8:56.